आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट साइंस 54 MOUs वर्थ 15.7 लाख करोड़ रुपीस ड्यूरिंग वर्ल्ड इकोनॉमिक फोरम एनुअल मीटिंग इन डावोस। पराक्रम दिवस बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ 128th बर्थ एनिवर्सरी ऑफ नेताजी सुभाष चंद्र बोस टुडे। सीबीआई मूव्स कलकत्ता हाई कोर्ट सीकिंग डेथ पेनल्टी फॉर कन्विक्ट संजय रॉय इन आरजी कार केस। At least 12 people killed as passengers of Pushpak Express hit by another train in Jalgaon district of Maharashtra. Employees Provident Fund Organization adds 14,63,000 members during November last year. And in cricket, India beat England by 7 wickets in first T20 international at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Maharashtra government has signed 54 MOUs worth 15.7 lakh crore rupees during the World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting 2025 in Davos. A statement from Chief Minister's office said that these agreements are expected to generate approximately 16 lakh jobs across various sectors. One of the key agreements involves MSN Holdings Limited, which plans to establish an advanced lithium battery and cell manufacturing project under the state's Ultra Mega Project Initiative. More from our correspondent.
The project, requiring an investment of ₹14,652 crore, aims to create 8,760 direct and indirect jobs with a focus on development in the Vidarbha region. The largest MOU signed with Reliance Group, which has committed more than 3 lakh crore rupees for investments across petrochemicals, polyester, renewable energy, bioenergy, green hydrogen, hospitality and real estate, etc. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadanvis has emphasized the state's goal of achieving a $1 trillion economy. These investments are part of efforts to attract global capital and expand Maharashtra's industrial base. Bhavna Gokhale, Mumbai.
Parakram Divas 2025 is being celebrated today to honor the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion of his 128th birth anniversary. The three-day celebration, organized by the Ministry of Culture, will be held in Cuttack, Odisha, the birthplace of Netaji. Recently, in his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also mentioned Parakram Divas and remembered the contributions of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Terming Subhash Babu a visionary leader, Mr. Modi said courage was ingrained in Netaji's nature. He urged the country's youth to read as much as possible about Netaji and derive inspiration from his life.
23 जनवरी यानी उनकी जन्म जयंती को अब हम पराक्रम दिवस के रूप में मनाते हैं। उनके शौर्य से जुड़ी इस गाथा में भी उनके पराक्रम की झलक मिलती है। सुभाष बाबू एक विजनरी थे, साहस तो उनके स्वभाव में रचा बसा था। देश भर के युवाओं से मेरा आग्रह है कि वे उनके बारे में अधिक से अधिक पढ़े और उनके जीवन से निरंतर प्रेरणा ले।
Our correspondent reports that the Parakram Divas 2025 event will be inaugurated by the Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi.
On the occasion, several dignitaries will pay homage to Netaji and hoist the national flag at the house where Netaji was born, which has now been converted to a museum dedicated in the memory of Subhash Chandra Bose. The Parakram Divas celebration at Barabati Fort will begin with a video message by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and will feature a book, photo and archival exhibition focused on Netaji's life, showcasing rare photographs, letters and documents from his remarkable journey. A sculpture photoshop and a painting competition cum workshop are also being planned on the occasion. The event will also feature cultural performances honoring Netaji's legacy and highlighting the rich cultural tradition of Odisha. Films on Netaji's life will also be screened during the event. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day parade will take place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. To ensure a smooth parade, elaborate traffic arrangements have been made in the national capital. According to the Delhi police, Delhi Metro Rail services will be available for passengers during the rehearsal and all stations are open to the public. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashwani News brings you a special series in view of Delhi Assembly elections. Today, we will listen to a report on Badli constituency.
Delhi Badli seat is one of the high-profile seats of the national capital, which is going to face a tough triangular contest this time. Congress State President Devendra Yadav is contesting against Aam Aadmi Party candidate Ajesh Yadav, while BJP has fielded former Delhi University President Deepak Chaudhary from this seat. Since 1993, the Badli Assembly seat has seen fluctuating political fortunes, with BJP winning three times, Congress twice, and Aam Aadmi Party twice. Badli constituency, located in Rohini in northwest Delhi, has over 2,30,000 voters. Key issues faced by the people of Badli are poor maintenance of roads, water drainage, lack of street lights and sanitation. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. The CBI has filed an appeal before the Calcutta High Court seeking death sentence for Sanjoy Roy, who has been sentenced to life imprisonment by a Sialdah court in R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case. A sessions court in Kolkata, Sialdah, had sentenced prime accused Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment on Monday. In Maharashtra, 12 people lost their lives and several others were injured in a train accident in Jalgaon district yesterday evening. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed condolences to the bereaved families and wished speedy recovery for the injured. We have more from our correspondent.
The accident took place near Patsora Railway Station in Jalgaon district at around 4 p.m. on Wednesday. According to the Chief Public Relations Officer of Central Railway, Dr. Swapnil Neela, the Pushpak Express experienced an alarm chain pull-in incident following a rumor of a fire in one of the adjacent coaches. As a result, some passengers disembarked from the train. While on the tracks, several of them were struck by the Karnataka Express coming from the opposite direction. In a tweet, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis expressed his condolences and announced financial assistance of rupees 5 lakh to the families of the deceased. He also assured that the state government would bear the full medical expenses of the injured. Mr. Phadnavis has updated Union Home Minister Amit Shah about the incident. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 14,63,000 members during November last year. This represents an increase of 9.07% in net members as compared to October 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed the surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. According to EPFO, around 874,000 new members have been added in November last year. The new payroll data highlights that 4,81,000 new members in the 18 to 25 age group and 2,40,000 new female members were added in November 2024. Now, news from Mahakumbh. Devotees and pilgrims attending the Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj will no longer need to wander in search of essential facilities, as a revamped chatbot has been introduced for their convenience. Equipped with three new features, the AI-based chatbot aims to enhance the experience of devotees. More from our correspondent.
The chatbot will provide accurate details about parking spaces, food courts and hospitals within a 1 kilometer radius of the user. It will not only provide pilgrims with a complete mapping of the Mahakumbh, but also offer detailed information about each sector along with Google Map links for easy navigation. Additional Mela officer Vivek Chaturvedi said that the AI chatbot is enabling pilgrims to access vital information about parking, transportation, banking, water ATMs and other services within seconds. By simply scanning a QR code, pilgrims can instantly receive key information directly on their mobile devices. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
On to sports news now. In cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20I of the five-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. A report from our correspondent.
India put on a spectacular performance in Kolkata last night, excelling with both bat and ball. After choosing to bowl first, India restricted England to a modest total of 132 runs. For India, Varun Chakravarti was the star bowler, claiming three crucial wickets. Chasing a target of 133, India cruised to a victory in just 12.5 overs. In the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India are set to face Sri Lanka today in their final group A match. The game will take place at the Biomass Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur with a noon start. And at the Tata Steel Chess Tournament 2025 in Waikanse, Netherlands, India's Gukesh Domaraju showcased his brilliance in round 5 of the Masters section. Meanwhile, Ramesh Babu Pragyananda continued his strong form, securing a steady draw against Dutch Grandmaster Max Vommerdum. With 5 rounds completed, Pragyananda shares a top spot with Uzbekistan's Nodirbek Abdusattarov, both tied at 4 points. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, news from Hockey India League.
In a vital Women's Hockey India League game in Ranchi yesterday, the Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers stayed in the hunt for a spot in the final by dismantling the struggling Delhi SG Pipers 2-0, courtesy a brace by Irish forward Catherine Mullen. Bengal now have 7 points from 5 games and need a huge win over Surma in their final match to have a shot at making the final. Delhi SG Pipers' hapless run in the men's segment also continued despite a spirited display against the Surma Hockey Club, going down 2-1. With 14 points from 8 games, Surma are third as of now. Today in the Women's League, Odisha Warriors will face the Delhi SG Pipers, while men's action will continue with a match between the Tamil Nadu Dragons and Hyderabad Tufans. This is Sharia Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. IMD also predicted dense to very dense fog conditions to continue to prevail during night and morning hours in Jharkhand, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The weather agency has also estimated the same fog conditions for West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. Railway has informed that over 25 trains are running late due to fog conditions. These trains include Duronto Express, Bihar Sampark Kranti, Lucknow Mail, UP Sampark Kranti, Rajdhani Express, Purva Express, among others. Railway said that these trains are running around minimum 30 minutes and maximum 4 hours late from their scheduled time. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. The government raises MSP by up to 5% for 7 rabi crops for 2025-26 season, writes the Economic Times. The Indian Express reports that the increased MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will ensure return of 66.8% over all India weighted average cost of production and will benefit growers. Ours after the inauguration of the U.S. President Donald Trump, Quad Nations sent out a clear message to China in a joint statement strongly opposing any unilateral actions that seek to change the status quo by force or coercion, reports the Times of India. After meeting U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in a statement has said the call 2023 attack on the Indian consulate in San Francisco, very serious matter. And finally, in a first try service tableau to feature in Republic Day parade this year, writes the Tribune, with the theme Sashakt or Surakshit Bharat. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Maharashtra government signs 54 MOUs worth 15.7 lakh crore rupees during World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. Parakram Divas being celebrated on the occasion of 128th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose today. CBI moves Calcutta High Court seeking death penalty for convict Sanjoy Roy in RG Kar case. At least 12 people killed as passengers of Pushpak Express hit by another train in Jalgaon district of Maharashtra. Employees Provident Fund Organization adds 14,63,000 members during November last year. And in cricket, India beat England by 7 wickets in first T20 International at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.